What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Nice podcast. It's me, Daniel, one of the hosts here. I'm here with my beautiful bride, Abby. Abby, you want to say hello?
Hello, everybody.
And we got The Rock. Rocky, you want to say what's up?
What's up, Daniel? Long time no see.
Dude, it's been a fat minute. And I'll go into detail. We've been all over the country the last couple months, Abby, and it's been a wild adventure, wild and crazy, good times. We could tell probably a whole podcast worth of just episodes or just adventures and crazy things that we've done. But we'll stay on topic. We got a couple of really cool things we want to talk about today. Now, first things first, today is episode number 49, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, we're one episode away from 50. And if you don't know, you probably know, but if you don't, we don't have Kid or Grant on today's podcast. Abby, what did we do with them?
Kid's in France,
yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. He's got family out there. He goes every summer, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then where's Grant this time?
Grant is in Mexico.
Grant's in Mexico, everybody, in case you were wondering.
Surfing, having fun.
Surfing the Mexican seas, so... And also, you know, we got audio, but if you want to watch the full video here, you can do so on Patreon. Wanted to give a shout out to our Patreon members. Nanoka, you're amazing. And everybody else who's supporting at whatever tier you are, thank you very, very much. If you're interested in watching the video, you can, or supporting us through Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/kindanice. All right. And with that said, did I hit all the necessary things, Rock?
Yeah, I believe so.
Sweet. I came in and I was like, okay, we got things we got to say, and then things we'll want to say, and then things that are just entertaining to say for everybody.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, just remember, babe, stay close to that mic. We're not used to this. Abby's not used to this, at least.
No, this is like my first time since like the very first few episodes.
Yeah, right?
I am back.
So she's back. She's back, everybody. She's back. Now, it's funny. See, I was telling Rock just before we got here, we spent the last 7 hours of this day, spent the last 7 hours in front of a camera filming a docuseries for a local YouTube channel. So I'll give the link or something when that comes out. But it's pretty cool getting kind of talk about Ninja Warrior, talk about, you know, the story of becoming a ninja and winning as grand champion back in 2020. So it's been a fun day. We had to film some outside. And if you're anywhere near Texas right now, you can only imagine how hot it was.
It was 103 degrees. It was bad.
Yeah. With Houston humidity too. So it was like, we felt like we were in.
Did you go outside today, Rocky?
I actually tried not to. I did not want to get cooked.
Yeah. No, we had a heat advisory. We've had a heat advisory the last like 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really bad. I heard like even a local FedEx guy somewhere in Texas, like
heat exhaustion,
like heat stroke. Yeah, it was a heat stroke, and he passed away
in the
back of his truck delivering packages last week. Because, I was like, that's when you know it's too hot outside. But yeah, no, we'll get through it. People ask how we live in Texas during the summer, and I'll just tell them, well, you just don't go outside. Or like us, you travel a lot. You go anywhere else in the country.
Summertime. Yeah, I saw something the other day online where it was like, you forget how hot it is in Texas until it's the summer. And you're like, what am I doing here?
Why do I live here? Mistakes were made?
Yeah.
I don't know. Rock, what we got some topics today that we can entertain and encourage and inspire and give people some kind of nice information.
Well, some kind of nice information, guys. I was kidding. We just really want to know where you guys been at. How have you guys been? How's the marriage life been treating you guys? We didn't see you guys this year on
Oh my gosh, we're about to talk marriage.
About
to talk marriage, Abby.
Do you want to talk about where we've been first, and then we'll talk marriage stuff?
Marriage.
Fine. Just catch up. And-
I'm a good husband. My wife is always right. We'll do your way.
Oh, well, we're
unfortunately quick. In my life most of the time, to be honest.
What's new with the Gills?
What's new? Gosh, we've been all over the place. Matter of fact, let me kind of pull up some of the destinations we've been recently. I want to say globetrotting, and I wish I could say globetrotting, but really,
we did go to France,
but we already
watched Kid do Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. That was fun. That was good. Let's see. Most recently.
Oh, wait, before we didn't get to hear your guys' perspective on this. So I heard y'all killed a dog in the shower in France.
What?
Somebody killed a dog in a shower? Somebody, or shaved a dog?
Killed it.
Let me fill y'all in. I am the only female in a house or a little apartment of like, what was it, three guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And two guys and one Grant. Well, this so is it's perfect. Like,
he's a hairy man.
Yeah, so it's awesome. Like two normal guys and one Sasquatch.
Yeah.
a jacked Sasquatch at that.
Yeah. And so every time, well, we have curly hair and we shed because we have a lot of hair.
Oh, okay? I'm the same way right now.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Right?
It looks nice. It looks real good.
I appreciate that.
But they were like talking about how when we would shower and wash our hair, like there was like hair everywhere. And I was like, here's the thing. I have not complained once about all the pubes I find in the shower. So until y'all start cleaning up all of that.
Oh my gosh.
Then.
Or even just like the facial hair in the sink. I mean, these guys.
See, this is all. They didn't talk about that part.
Of course not.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. It's been good. France was awesome.
So we went to France. All right.
Yeah. So France was good. And then when we came back.
Kid was trying to relearn how to drive
a stick shift.
Mm-hmm. And did they tell you about that one time where.
For family.
He cranked it real hard, but was in the wrong gear.
No, he shut didn't down. Say that.
That car shut down so fast.
No.
Like our saying the whole trip, and I don't even know how it started, was like, for family.
Oh, anytime you're behind the wheel of a car, you got to pull the Dominic Toretto. Fast and Furious for family, right?
For family. Yeah. And so kid one time, he was like, for family. And then he goes and he was like, clunk.
Oh, it shut down. That car was like, yo, I'm not your family.
Yeah.
That was good. So we got back from France and basically hit the ground running. Let's see. We were in Klamath Falls, Oregon for a ninja event out there. That was great. Spent a weekend there. Went to Denver, Colorado. Got to speak at a men's event out there. Then went to Sacramento, California.
Oh, I forgot about all
these.
Got
to visit a ninja gym out there, right? No, I'm about to blow your mind with all the places we've been to. From there, we went to Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Shout out UBW. From there, went to South Carolina and spent some time there, which is awesome. Got to visit another great ninja gym out there. Then went to, came home for like a day or two. Then went to.
No, it was a day. It was 24 hours.
24 hours, then back on a plane to Colorado Springs, spent a weekend out there. From there, drove to Wyoming out in Wheatland, had a competition, and then did a youth camp for a whole week. Then from there, flew from there to Atlanta, Georgia, got to speak at a big church out there, great friends of ours. Came back, then we had a big event in Dallas, Texas for it's a huge event, like stadium event, like thousands of people there. That was a really cool event. Let's see. Then went to Tampa, Florida. Got to spend some time out there. And then
here we are.
Oh yeah, I guess that's it.
Here we are.
Yeah, it's been everything so far. And then in like a week, we're heading to Vegas, then Virginia, then to Pennsylvania. Then to New York, and then Illinois, and then Minnesota, possibly Alaska. There's a lot. We've been
my life. All I've traveled in one my whole lifetime. I did that in 2 months.
What's funny though is we talk a lot. We talk a lot about, you know, chasing after your dreams, staying on the grind, like, you know, not giving up or quitting. It's so funny how the grass, no matter what life you live, the grass always. Is tempting to seem greener anywhere else, because when I'm home, I think, man, I can't wait to be out and about again. I can't wait to travel to a new place or spend time with friends in another state or do X, Y, or Z anywhere else. And then I'm traveling, sleeping in hotels or host family homes, you know, just working a ton, doing everything from competitions to speaking to whatever the case. And I'm like, I just want to sleep in my bed. I just want to have like a normal training schedule again with my friends and see my family. And then I'm here and I'm like, man, I can't wait to travel. Like it's this paradoxical kind of thing. And so I think the greatest thing that I've learned, especially over the last few months with the extensive travel, is to enjoy the day.
Amen.
Enjoy the freaking day that you're living. Like regardless of what you've got going on, regardless of where you are, like make the most of it. Might not be your favorite day. You might not be having like living the best circumstances you could be, but it's not always going to be like that. Like every single day brings new beginnings, and man, so that's helped me. Another thing too is I've been training a lot, running a ton. And Rocky, I think you'll really appreciate this. I've signed up for about 3 or 4 different like OCR type events.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh man. And if you're unfamiliar, OCR is like obstacle course racing. And yes, Ninja Warrior is a form of obstacle course racing, but it's like the shortest possible.
It's like an obstacle course sprint.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like an obstacle course sprint, which I've got, I think 2 or 3 of the upcoming events I'm doing are like 100 meter sprints, mm-hmm. which not very different from like a city finals course for Ninja Warrior. We've got like 10 different obstacles and you're sprinting to mm-hmm. them. And then I've got like a 3K coming up, and then I've got a 10K, mm-hmm. which I'm not very excited about. If you're unfamiliar, that's what, 6.24 or 6.27, mm-hmm. I think, something like that. And that's I'm not a runner. I'm not a runner.
I used to do a beast from Spartan, 13 point. It's about 13 in
13?
The mile.
13?
Wait, 13.
0.2, about a half marathon of obstacle course racing.
Oh my God. Wait, 13 miles or 13K?
13 miles.
Son of God,
that's crazy.
Yeah, 13 miles and 37 obstacles.
What's going through your mind when you're running? Like when you hit like mile 8?
Like where do you hit like your point where you're like,
So like that running is the hardest part about it.
But that's all you do is
it's the hardest part about it, because the obstacles are easy. You're going to, know that for a fact.
I've never done one. So I hope, I've been told like the obstacles, Daniel, you're going to crush them. You're going to get through them so much faster than everybody
obstacles
else.
Obstacles are the easiest part.
No, don't say that. I want the obstacles to be hard so that I can destroy them and do really well.
So the obstacles, that's what it's make or break. There's sometimes an obstacle, someone's, oh, this is too easy, and they drop and that's it. The race is over for them. Because now they got to keep up. Either you fall, do burpees, or like savage burpees. Race or different kind of race. When you fall, that's it.
Oh, really? Yeah,
they take your ban. You're done. Like you can go
with
finish
one fall?
The race. Yeah, savage races, like they give you a ban. If you fall, they take that
over.
Ban away from you, and it's done.
After
like,
you paid all that money to be.
Oh, you can still get a medal.
Yeah, you still get to do it. So you still get
paid.
But
you didn't
take
it.
You didn't take
win, yeah. Dang. But like Spartan race, you got to do 30 burpees. And then. And then
30
try to catch up. Yeah,
and then you got to catch up.
Then you're pretty much out the race. So,
brutal.
But like, so like that 10K will be pretty smooth. It'll be easy for you because, I mean, the first 3 miles, you got to understand it's the 10K. So first 3 miles, everyone's going to go out the gun.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to go as fast as they can the first 3-4 obstacles.
Uh-huh.
Stay with the leader of the pack. Stay with the leading pack. Don't let them get too far ahead of you. Then understand, okay, I got you the last two. The last two miles is...
That's when you really want to just,
that's where you
just
turn it on, the gas.
Lean into it and just give it everything you got.
Yeah, turn on the gas.
2 miles of that though?
I mean, it's you.
I mean, I could do like the last like 100 yards.
You're probably going to be running 7-minute, 8-minute miles around that time.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're not going to run 6-5.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's
because you'd be soaking wet. You'd be doing obstacles in between. So,
This
good shoes, good shoes that get water out fast.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Why do we do these things?
Mm-mm. Why? Mm-mm.
I
haven't even started, and I'm already.
I don't even want to.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
No, it's awesome. It's very fun. And then it's like Ninja community is awesome. They're all rooting for you.
That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that the community is very similar to Ninja. And it's like everyone's there supporting each other, cheering each other on. And with the absence of not competing this year, I'm like, okay, where do I put my focus in as an elite athlete now? And I'm like, man, I can run all right. I can add a few more miles to what I run on a semi-regular basis. And
a few more miles.
I mean, I did a 10K just the other day, and it was like 45 minutes. And I have no idea if that's good or not.
That's
like,
great.
That's great.
That's
well,
great.
Praise God. I'm coming for you guys.
To like work on form though and get the right shoes.
Well, tune into the Running with James podcast if you want to learn about running and technique, good form, especially with OCR. We talk about OCR races.
Oh, snap.
You'll catch me on there, and you catch Coach James Wyatt.
Yeah.
Nice.
And guys, if you're listening, you're thinking about going to OCR, I'd definitely recommend it going to the Running with James podcast. Anywhere you can find podcasts at.
Shameless plug. Let's do it.
Put that plug.
We don't have Kid here to censor us. Whoever we want.
We can talk about everyone.
Gosh. So it's been good. It's been good. So yeah, it's been a lot of travel for work and business and stuff. We're working on a lot of different collaborations, which has been super cool because with not competing this year, I was like, okay, God, I got a bunch of time on my hands that I would otherwise or normally be spending in like 100% like competition mode. So we've been working on three different books we got in the works.
Oh, wow.
Which is always awesome. Awesome. Working with a publishing company up in Oregon. And so, I mean, can we give a little bit of detail, Abby, some context? Yeah. Abby's my manager, in case you don't know that. Like, fine. Legitimately, like, she manages officially my life, and not in the way that a wife does, but also in the way that a wife does, and then even
glorified
more officially.
Wife.
Glorified wife. Yes, just my boss.
I still don't get paid. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, it's fine. I do events because you help set it up. So
yeah. You get to hang out with DG all day.
That's true.
Every day.
All day, every day.
Yes. I'm just kidding. I love it. I love my life. I'm glad I get to travel with him, or else it'd be a bummer. We would like never see each other.
Yeah,
ever.
If you weren't integrated into my life as far as like from a business standpoint, I would be a very sad guy because my best friend wouldn't be with me.
Lonely.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those have been good. Yeah. So working on a couple of books. One of them is like a biography / like physical, spiritual, or what is it? Physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness. Super stoked about that one. Mm. Then working on.
But it was funny because we had a ghostwriter originally, and he's great.
It's awesome.
Then, we looked at the script, and he was like, "Change whatever you want." And then you changed like quite a bit of it, but I think that's for the best too, because then it like makes it more of your own.
True. No, it was super cool because I wouldn't have known how to. Section it out. Yeah. Like he helped section it out in a phenomenal way that I wouldn't have known how to do. And then I just went back and just changed some of the phrasing. Cause if you've ever worked with a ghostwriter, you basically just talk with them for hours and hours and hours on all these various topics that are going to be included in the book. And then he takes it and puts it as best as he can into your own words.
And
then writes out the script and language too. Yeah. And so then he was like, "Hey, here's what I've written up." He was like, "You won't offend me at all. Change everything if you want. I'm just here to provide like guidelines and give you the lines to then color in, so to speak." Mm-hmm. And so we did end up changing, rewording is the best way to put it. I ended up rewording quite a bit just because, I mean, when it's a book of this nature, I want it to feel like it's something that I would say in front of someone, like say from a position of like on a stage. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, we ended up doing that, and that's in the works. So honestly, like next year, that one's going to be coming out, and
it's got like athletic tips, and then also some nutrition tips, and some meal plans.
Yeah, we went the whole
nine
yards.
Not meal plans, just like
even has some. Well, recipes, I guess not meal plans, but like recipes and things like that. So super, super exciting, and I mean, this is just what I've spent the last 10 years of my life exclusively doing as an athlete. So I'm like, all right. If nothing else, I'll benefit from having this resource, but I think others will too, because it doesn't just apply to athletes. It just applies to it being, you know, well-rounded in your physical responsibilities of having one body to take care of. Mm-hmm. And then even just like the mental side of things, we talk extensively just about mental strengthening. Cause I mean, just like physically you can stretch yourself beyond your limits and then repair and grow and get stronger in just your mental game and how you approach everything in life, from speaking in public to trying new things, going new places, to just being an outwardly expressive, I guess more outgoing person, if you want that, if you desire that. Mm-hmm. So it's super cool. And then the whole spiritual side of things. I mean, we live in a world right now where I think spirituality is getting a lot of attention in good and a lot of bad ways too. So it's just kind of my take on that from living the life that I have and having the foundation that I have. So that'll be a cool book. That'll be a really cool book. That's and then awesome. Working on like a, what was the other one? Like a graphic novel.
It's like a comic
give any
book
detail.
Style.
Yeah. Yeah. Graphic novel is kind of like a comic book. So working on that, we won't give any more details on that still.
And then the kids book.
And then kids book, Little Ninja Volume 2.
And then speaking of kids books, Grant just released his kids book.
Everybody knows Flamingos
Like to Party. He's been talking about this book for
like 4 years,
a long time. And I'm so excited. It's actually made
guys,
real.
Go out, support Grant. Get his book.
Go buy the book.
Flamingos
it's super
like
cute.
To party. Give it to your kids.
Go check out his Instagram.
One more time.
Talks about
everybody knows flamingos like to party.
Everybody knows flamingos like to party. Yeah, from the Island Ninja himself.
Yes.
Yeah, Grant McCartney had a good friend of his do the
illustrations. Mm-hmm. And gay, like all he told me, all the characters in it are based upon some of their friends. So each one is like a characteristic of their friends. And then he is even in there as the vanilla gorilla. Mm. So
yep.
It's cute.
Everyone knows flamingos like to party.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's got a catchy name.
I know. Catchy name. Good.
Yeah. So no, things are good. We've been working on that, working on some other curriculum, some other resources. And it's so cool. Cause I look back at the last like 4 or 5 months and I'm like, man, I would have never had the time to do any of these things. And so it's just so cool watching God kind of work things together for good. And mm-hmm. like he promises, right? I'm like, I read these things in the Bible all the time. And I'm like, man, if we only took him at his word, literally, things would be a lot less stressful in life. You could have a lot more confidence. But yeah, no, things are good. Anything else upcoming, babe, that we need to make mention of?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Yeah. We said Kid and Grant are here. Not here. They're not here.
Yep.
But
kids eating all the yummy French food that I miss.
All the French baguettes.
Yeah.
The croissants, man. You know, people always talk about
the Frenchmen make a good croissant.
Pastries are there.
I'll give them that. I'll give them that.
So good.
So good.
It was amazing. But you know what I was bummed about, though? There are no French fries. Like, there are French fries, but they're not good French fries.
They call them fries over there?
What do they call them?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. But I was bummed. They weren't really good. And then Kid reminded me that's not what they're known for. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's real big on croissants over here. Like if they're not good enough, he'll let you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. True. For sure. But yeah. It's true. You know, after you try the croissants over there, mm-hmm. you understand. You're like, you know what? I get it.
Going back to something you touched on, though, Daniel, like how was that life changing? Like how were you? Did you train? Did you get any to become a public speaker or what was because? I noticed you don't do a lot of ums or uhs or likes.
Yeah.
Like, so you speak pretty well. Like, did you train for that? Like, were you prepared for all this? Because, I mean, Ninja kind of hit you pretty fast.
Yeah.
And you got that light real fast. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean.
Yeah, I was honestly kind of thrust into the spotlight of Ninja.
I used
Ninja.
To work with you at Iron Sports back in the day. And then and now, like.
Putting the whole place together, man. Welding with Sam hour after hour after hour.
And I got to see that transition almost firsthand. Like, now I'm on the outside looking in. It's like, now you're, I mean, you just talking about you were everywhere in America in the past.
Yeah.
Two, like, so it's kind of crazy. So how was that transition been for you? And
yeah, no, that's been so, so cool. And I even in the documentary that I was filming today, you know, I got to share a great deal of my like testimony. It's kind of my story. And I was talking about how, you know, stepping into American Ninja Warrior, even before that season, if you will, of my life began, I was already, you know, involved in different activities growing up that gave me the opportunity, because a lot of people have opportunities, but I was not only given the opportunity, but then stepped into like leadership roles, whether it was in like my local choir that I was a part of or my youth group at church, where you're just added a level of responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have things like that they can be a part of, whether it's at their schools or their colleges or whatever it is, like AP or whatever. Places where you can go the extra mile. And oftentimes the temptation is always to take the easy way out or the lazy way out and be like, well, no, I've got enough on my plate. I don't want to add anything more to it. Mm-hmm. But I had one intentional enough parents to push me and say, no, Daniel, you could do that. Try it. I had, you know, coaches and teachers in my life that also stretched me and pushed me into those positions where they said, no, Daniel, try it, give it a shot. And, you know, those things would include, you know, having to read more in front of people, having to prepare like a short word of encouragement or say the opening prayer or sing the national anthem, things that would just terrify me as a kid. Mm-hmm. Standing there in the spotlight, holding a microphone or reading from a book, whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. And I remember always dreading those experiences leading up to them. But then along that path saying, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make sure that I freaking know exactly what I'm going to do, that I actually prepare in front of my mirror, in front of my siblings or in front of my parents or friends or anyone who will listen so that I actually know that I'm capable of doing this. Mm-hmm. And then that confidence that I gained during those moments of preparation, then next thing I know, I'm standing on that stage or in front of that audience or whoever, and I'm still nervous, about to crap my pants. But I knew that I had done it before. I knew that I was physically and mentally capable of it. And then all those tiny little stepping stones of doing that over the years, and then even more so in my high school years, having opportunities to step into leadership roles, and then even, you know, graduating and, you know, working at a ninja gym for 2 years before I even competed on the show. Mm-hmm. I worked at Iron Sports and I was coaching kid classes. And, you know, if you've coached anything, you are a like an educator of sorts. Like, I was basically a PE coach to all these kids. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn to speak in a way where they listen, to speak in a way that is simple, easy to understand, and easy to receive. And then next thing I know, I'm sitting in front of an interview camera on American Ninja Warrior. And they're like, hey, you know, talk about what it's like being a coach. Talk about what it's like training for the show. And I had all of these years of little things that have compounded one upon, you know, the other, mm-hmm. that allowed me to very confidently sit there and just talk naturally without the fear or the anxiety. Of course, it's still there in the back of my mind, but what was overriding it was the excitement that came from, you know, the perspective of like, well, God, I'm sitting here and millions of people are going to watch this. Like, how cool is this? Like, how amazing is this? Like, keeping that perspective. And then, you know, it was still then another hurdle when I actually, due to the platform and the notoriety of the show, then got opportunities to speak at like camps or host like ninja clinics across the country. And they're like, okay, you've got 15, 20, 30, 45, an hour, 60 minutes to speak and share on any of these given topics that we want you to speak on. Mm-hmm. And that was a whole other experience where I was like, okay, yeah, I can talk for 5 minutes, but now I have to fill X amount of time and do it well without like running, rambling or dragging on.
I don't know what I'm doing with the mic, guys. No, it's not my norm.
You're doing it. You're crushing it. So yeah. And again, it was just little by little. And I'm a much better speaker now than I was 6 years ago when I started. And yeah, it's fun. So I say that to say everything starts as a seed. Everything starts small. And as long as you give it what it needs to grow, it's going to grow. And you might go through it's still a stewardship principle, right? And you might go through some harsh seasons of like wintry weather, you know, mm-hmm. where you're cold, it's dark, you're tired, you're weary, or this everything in life is going wrong. Well, okay, it doesn't have to always be that way. And mm-hmm. it won't always be that way. And the faster you can get up and change your mindset and actually do things that are productive, even in the midst of those difficult seasons, man, when you inevitably do come out of it, God, you're so much better off, mm-hmm. and you've passed so many more pitfalls and potholes that people otherwise will get stuck in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We say something on Running with James, change your mind. You can change your life.
Yeah.
That's a good word, man. That'll preach right there.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Yeah. Oh, it's so true.
And one of the things that I always found interesting about Daniel is the fact that he was shy when mm-hmm. he was growing up, and he's still to this day more introverted than he is extroverted.
I really am. People don't know that.
So if he's like not behind a camera or like giving a talk or something, he's actually very introverted. So his soul, like personality and how he does stuff is very interesting to me, because I haven't really met people who like are good at public speaking who are also very introverted. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting.
No, I love my alone time. And it's funny because you get married and you lose most of that, which is fine because now I have combined time. But like,
good save.
I mean, I would spend hours just like reading and writing my thoughts, my hopes, my dreams, my fears, my insecurities, like just so that I know more about myself and I educate myself. Cause we spend hours studying.
Well, do that again. Say what you just repeat that.
I try to educate myself on myself, you know, because we go to school, right? Mm-hmm. We get these degrees and get an education, learning about other topics, right? Whatever it is we want to, you know, make money doing mm-hmm. as a career. But we spend so little time educating ourselves on ourselves. And instead we spend all of our free time just numbing ourselves by, you know, outlets of content consumption, be it TikTok, Instagram, social media, be it, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, be it all these other external things that we live through because those are exciting and fun to watch. But we spend very little time actually learning who we are, like what our hopes are, what our strengths are, and then what our weaknesses are. And I've done that. I've done a lot of that. And I love that because it's only in realizing or recognizing, you know, the good, but also the bad, and then the ugly, that we can actually make a conscious effort to change it. Like you mm-hmm. said, then change your mind and change your life, right? Mm-hmm. So I've done that and I love doing that. And I love spending as much of my free time just learning and growing, reading.
And I think it's also really important to know, like, we're never going to be in a spot in our lives where we've arrived,
yeah,
where
right.
we've like made it, you know, mm-hmm. there's always going to be areas of our life that are going to need to change. We're going to need to grow in, or we're going to need to learn something new.
Yeah. Now you get to the top of one mountain and realize that there's a whole landscape full of other mountaintops to mm-hmm. climb. It's crazy.
So,
really.
Yeah. So I think always, like, you know, having grace towards yourself, humbling yourself to realize, like, we're never going to have it all together. Like, there's never a moment of just like, I'm perfect.
Yeah, no, you'll never arrive. And I was even talking today, like, I still make so many mistakes in life and just miss the mark on my goals, miss the mark on my dreams. And, you know, thankfully I've learned that as long as you continue putting one foot in front of the other and you stay open-minded, like, how whatever twists and turns your path may take, or paths, you might go on a totally new path every once in a while, it can still be very, very exciting and fun and just the most incredible experience as long as you're open to that. Because mm-hmm. the worst outcome for me is when I say, this is what's going to happen, this is what needs to happen, and when it doesn't, I don't know what to do. We shut down. We lose sight of self-destruct. But then the best thing that I've learned recently is, like, okay, if I lose $1 million by 3 seconds, or if I, you know, end up not competing on a season of Ninja Warrior, like, well, there's other things in my life that make me happy and bring satisfaction and fulfillment, and other things that can actually be super beneficial to people that follow me in my life or affected by my life. So it's fun having that mindset and just kind of watching what doors open up mm-hmm. and relationships are made and networking opportunities just happen. I mean, we get random emails all the time for different, like, collaborations or projects or adventures, and it's really exciting. And it's, I know it's not that way for everybody, because every single person has a totally unique story and life that they live. But still, I think the mindset applies all across the board of just, like, I'm living for today. I'm going to enjoy today. I'm going to take it one day at a time while having all of these other goals and dreams and aspirations. But those aren't what I'm, you know, striving for, killing myself for. Like, those are part of my life, but I'm just going to enjoy the things that bring me alive, you know? I think, Abby, you could probably speak a little bit about that too, just with everything that you do in and around and through, well, not my life, but our life. Right?
Yeah. Enjoying the seasons.
Yeah.
And just everything we're doing, and still dream big for the future.
Yeah. Because, yes. Okay, I guess to end that whole portion, like, I used to think just getting on the show was like the end all be all. Then I got on American Ninja Warrior. It was great. But then I was like, I got to win. And then it took like another 7 years until that happened. Mm-hmm. And then I did. And I was like, okay, well, I've been there, done that. What next? And then I was like, okay, well, what all opportunities do I have to create content that, you know, benefits others and also is a benefit to me too? And so now it's like, I've got all these different, like, veins of things that I'm branching out into, including like OCR now, which is really, it's fun. Cause if you'd have asked me like 8 years ago what I'd be doing today, I'd have had a lot of ideas, but nothing concrete. And it's kind of the same way now. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing all these different things. I'm involved in all these different things, but I have no idea what will be at the top of my priority list of what's, like, you know, bringing the income or being the career pursuit in 10 years. And I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matter of fact, actually, on that note, I was in a store like 2 days ago, and I had someone come up to me. And this is when you know you're getting kind of old. This is when you know
old
you're
man Dan,
old
everyone.
Man Dan. Come on. I'm not 30 yet, and I think I'm still stepping into the absolute prime of my life.
Amen.
I am, guarantee it. But I'm at the store, and this guy walks up to me, and he's like, hey, you're Daniel Gill. And I was like, yeah. But he said it in a way that was like more than a fan, but it was like a familiarity behind it. You know what I'm talking about. And I was like, hey, man, like, do we know each other? And he was like, yeah, you spoke at a youth event that I was a part of when I was in fourth grade. And I was like, okay, cool, but I'm looking up at this guy and this is like a grown man. And I was like, okay, so that was in fourth grade. What are you now, like a senior in high school? And he's like, yeah, I am. I'm about to graduate. Or I guess this is, I'm about to step into my senior year and graduate this next spring. And I was like, whoa, you look, I said, honestly, I didn't recognize you because it's been so long ago that I actually spoke at that event that you're talking about. And he's like, yeah, man, just, I wanted to thank you for being such an encouragement, you know, so inspiring. And so we were talking for a bit. And at first I was just blown away that this kid, who is now like a man, like 18 years old, remembered me and that I had such an impact on his life. And two, just to come full circle and now have a conversation with him. Cause I was like, hey, so you know, what are your plans after graduation? He's like, yeah, I'm going to pursue college. And I said, cool. Do you have any ideas on majors? He's like, yeah, I've got some ideas. And I said, well, that's really good. I said, the more ideas, the better. I said, life is going to change inevitably. I said, as long as you can, again, recognize what your strengths are, your gifts, your talents, your natural abilities that are woven into your DNA, whatever they may be. Mm-hmm. I said, then educate yourself on those and get a degree or degrees that can utilize those natural God-given strengths. And he was like, oh yeah, that's really cool. That's a great perspective or way to think of it. I said, yeah, because, you know, I have so many friends who did, you know, 2-3 years of college, changed their major several times, and either then walked away from it to, you know, start their own business or something like that, or just ended up changing completely and then feeling like, well, I shouldn't have pushed all my chips in just this one thing. I should have spread out a little bit more. And I know it's different for everybody. Some mm-hmm. people are like dead set on one thing. That's amazing if you have that. But if not, I told the guy, I said, just don't put pressure on yourself. I said, don't make decisions out of fear. I said, you've got nothing but potential ahead of you and you're in a season of life. You've got a lot of time. You've got time to make mistakes and recover from that and learn and grow from that. So we ended up having this really cool conversation, but I was like, man, I spoke at your event like 7 years ago. Like that's, it was very, very humbling. And what a cool surprise to realize that we've, you know, made impact like that on mm-hmm. another life. And then to bring it full circle, because as an educator, you don't always get to see the fruits of your labors and the ways that you've sown into other people's lives, but sometimes you do. And when you do, man, those moments are so, so very special. So yeah, I guess that's that on that part of
that was
the
awesome.
Show.
Yeah. That was good. That was kind of, you had a good point though, because in school, we learned about SWOT analysis in the business school. It's SWOT. SWOT analysis is where every business does that, where everybody's doing that right now and they look at where they're at in their whatever role they're in. So mm-hmm. S stands for strengths, W stands for weaknesses, O is for opportunities, and T is threats. Ooh. So you gotta see what your strengths are, like not as a person but as a business, but as a person you can also do that.
Oh yeah, it applies.
And your weaknesses and now your opportunities, what you got going, and your threats, things that may come around or may come about.
Will inevitably come around always.
Exactly. So like businesses do that to grow, to get better, to beat their competition. We can do that as well, like you're saying, to get further in life. So
to not, for sure.
Dude, so it was kind of cool.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That's a awesome. Good word, people. You might need to go back and listen to that again.
Write that down.
Write that down. Tell your mom.
No, I'm telling you, write that down. That was good.
Oh. Swap. Okay. I'll go back and listen to it again.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we're having a good time, you guys.
How's with all that traveling, how do y'all do it together as a relationship? How do y'all keep that together?
Oh man.
The good thing is,
because we give a lot of relationship advice on this show, but no one's really in a relationship other than me and then you guys.
Oh, that's true. Freaking kidding, Grant.
You have all the advice.
God, the whole conversation of sitting beside each other at dinner, sitting catty corner at dinner, sitting across from each other at dinner. God.
And the correct answer is beside.
Oh, no.
It's across.
What are you talking about? It's across. I want to look my woman in the eye and say, I love you.
Here's the deal. For me, it's
beside. See her reaction.
Because I am with him every day.
Okay, after 5 years of marriage, sit beside each other. And
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we are in a unique position to where we work together. So we see each other every day, all day. So it's like you don't really have a lot to talk about. So it's like more about just like We're going to sit together and look at funny videos.
Oh, yeah. We'll go up to like a restaurant and we'll just like set up a phone and watch like fail videos. And
yeah, because I mean like, you know, there's only like, it's like, oh, what'd you do today? Like, I was there. I know. You know. So.
Oh, that's a good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So we really enjoy each other's company. Now, thankfully, man, I'm so blessed. I literally married my best friend in the whole entire world. Like I think, you know, it's funny too, because as a Christian, like we pray like, God, you got the best job for me, or God, you got the next step in life for me. But it's so often people don't even think that God has the right people for us to walk through life with, like the right relationships. And I prayed that as a young person. I was like, God, bring people into my life that are not just yes men, but will call me out, will actually be true friends to me, but also the people that you want the closest in my life, especially as a spouse, as a life partner. So God, I'm going to put that in your hands because I don't trust my judgment. Mm-hmm. I've seen my judgment and it's not only vain, but also horrible because a lot of people are just garbage.
Wow. A lot of
can we be real? Like there's
a lot of people are just garbage. Wow.
Okay. Right. When it comes to like opening your heart to someone, a lot of people don't reciprocate.
Or they don't, you know, appreciate.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, oh, thank you. Shout out to wife for helping redirect.
But back to your original question. How is it us traveling together?
It's great. Yeah. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows. There's nothing worse than getting in an argument. Okay, well, let me respond by saying there's nothing worse than getting in like an argument with your wife at an event. And then going back to the
public, you're like,
oh, it's terrible. And you're like,
and also I hate having like hard conversations or just awkward or personal conversations in public. Like that is like my, like if we're upset with each other, let's wait till we're in private. That's never, you know.
I mean, you're making it sound like I force those issues in public. I don't. I'm the thing is, I don't realize it. I'm just like, we're having a conversation. What? She's like, we'll talk about it later. I'm like, what? We're talking about it now. She's like, no, shut up, Daniel. We're in public.
We'll
I'm like,
talk okay. about it later.
Yeah. And then later my wife turns into a she beast.
Y'all are human. Y'all argue.
Huh? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I've never been in an argument with my wife.
I'm sure a lot of people think they got like perfect relationship.
Oh no, we don't argue. We just get in very loud discussions. Just very loud discussions. I married a hot blooded Hispanic woman. Okay, mm-hmm. And she's very passionate. Very passionate woman is my wife. But sometimes that passion has a poor outlet. Granted, I'm the one who pushes the buttons that cause and create these wild tendencies most of the time. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's just, I'm like, who are you? What have you done with my wife?
I'm hungry.
God, we both get hangry, which is another thing. But
yeah.
No, we work through it. I mean, literally, like, no marriage is perfect. And I think we have an incredible opportunity working with each other on a daily basis that we have the opportunity to accelerate the learning curves that every single relationship will inevitably face. Mm-hmm. But instead of us going through these hard or difficult conversations every few months or years, even, I mean, all of that has been accelerated at a point that I feel like we've already had every extremely difficult conversation. Well, no, we haven't had kids yet. I know that's going to bring some crazy.
Probably just like emotionally, like maybe. Hard times because you're like stressed because you have little rugrats running around.
That's true. But what I'm saying
and
is
pregnant
like,
hormones.
God, please. But no, I'm saying like we've learned about sacrificial love in a sense of like, my goal isn't always to be right. It always no longer to be right.
It's just to understand.
It's just to understand. And I mean, that's across the board. Like that's for any relationship in your life, spouse or friends or, you know, haters who are just trying to bash everything that you're saying and prove you wrong. Like I'll have a conversation with anybody as long as it's for the purpose of understanding each other and not for the sole purpose of an outcome saying who's right, who's wrong. That's toxic, man.
Yeah.
That's so and you want to ruin your life, bring that type of environment into your closest relationship on the planet and have a conversation with the sole purpose of being right. Watch what happens.
Because also, like, I'm not like a words person, so I'm more of an actions person.
And by that you mean I'm like a words of affirmation type of love language. If you've ever taken that quiz, like I love, like you talk nice to me. You're my best friend in the whole world. I'll do anything you want.
You say sweet nothings to me, I'll believe you.
Yeah. You say sweet nothings to my wife and she's like, what's the angle? What's your problem?
Why are you
trying to manipulate me? And I'm like, well, I just love you,
what
babe.
Do you want?
Yeah. It's crazy. And okay, then,
but I'm more so talking about like when you accomplish like trying to understand each other. Like I'm not like a person of like, oh, I need you to tell me you're sorry or whatever. I just need to know like you understand and like coming to a place of like, I'm not right. I'm not trying to prove I'm right, but just of understanding and like, yeah, you know,
this is why
forward.
I'm saying what I'm saying. Yeah. And this is what is making me feel the way that I feel. Yeah. And you don't have to agree with it. This is just how I am. And
yeah,
to have the actual freedom to have a conversation like that, I mean, takes either years and years of marriage or lack of intentionality, because you can go a whole marriage or a whole lifetime of not even recognizing or realizing that we have bad tendencies or flaws until we have someone living with us and that is like, hey, you're really screwing up in this area of your life. And I'm like, what? Well, I believe you because I know how much you love me. So I will very painfully accept this and try to make the necessary changes in my life.
And also too, like back to what he said, like because we are like best friends, we always say all the time, like there's nobody else we'd rather have these tough conversations with.
Yeah, I say that a lot. I'm like, I love you, best friend. I really hate the last 2 hours, but I love you so much.
Dang.
And also it's understanding like people's different like personalities when they come to like getting over and working through hard stuff, because I'm very much, I forgot what the term is for, but there's a psychological term for it of like, I like to resolve issues right when they happen. I don't like them to take a while to resolve.
Which is the opposite of me. We get in an argument or something comes up and I'm like, wait, give me time to process this. I need to go close myself in a room, think about this, and analyze myself and what you're saying that I'm doing or what I've done that has caused you to feel this way. And then I need to actually prepare what I want to say for it to actually be accurate and me not just pop off at the mouth. Because I think guys are really bad. Anyone, but I think guys for sure are really bad at just popping off at the mouth in the heat of the moment when we're emotional or angry. Guys get angry. That's, women get sad or like they can get angry. I just get angry. Like if we get in a fight and I'm just like, I can't talk right now because nothing I say is going to be nice or kind. And I love you so much that I need some space. And she's like, no, we need to talk about this now. Like this is fresh on my heart right now. It just happened. We need to talk this through. And so it's like this crazy, almost like dichotomy of like, well, how do we balance this? Where do we find the balance?
Oh, yeah. Like,
that was me today. Get in the car. We're getting dinner. I didn't want to talk. I was just getting in the car.
Yeah. And it happens. It's just like understanding how each other is and then like giving grace and making those compromises. Like that's the key to any committed relationship. Yeah.
I'll never forget Matt Carmona. Shout out Big Mona. When I got married almost 6 freaking years ago, he came up to me for some marriage advice. So I think I went to him and I was like, bro, you've been married several years. What are your thoughts? And he was like, you know, one thing my uncle told me when I got married was endeavor to love her better every single day. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But now every single day, every single month, every new year of marriage, that has become like the heartbeat of my relationship, is to endeavor to love my wife, Abby, better with each day.
That's good because advice.
The temptation is the longer you're in a relationship, the more familiar you get with each other, the more open you are as far as like, picking fights or being vocal about things you dislike or things you dislike about the other person or whatever the case may be, you're just more comfortable with that. And it can cause a lot more fights. It can bring a lot more wedges in between you. And so me doing the absolute opposite, coming from a place of sacrificial love, like I've already committed to loving you for the rest of my life, and 10 times out of 10, you make it very easy to do that.
Oh, thanks.
But in these moments where I feel in my own feelings, which oftentimes lie from the truth of the reality of life, my feelings will say one thing, but then the truth of what I know is no, this is just another opportunity to love your wife. And even if you are wrong, Daniel, or even if she is wrong and you are right in this, you know, scenario, finish this conversation in a way that she feels loved and valued and respected. And then, you know, there have been many times where after an argument like that, she'll come up and say, wow, like, you know, thank you. I didn't mean what I said, or I spoke, you know, rashly or whatever. And there have been many times where I've done that. And I'm like, wow, like, thank you for not rubbing it in my face or not just like holding it over my head in the heat of the moment. Like, and because we joke, Abby and I are the biggest jokesters in the whole entire world. And we make fun of each other and poke fun.
I came from a family where you didn't love someone, you didn't pick on them.
Our family is savages.
Which is not great for a person who's a words of affirmation person.
Bro, she'll rip my heart out and then give it back to me.
Put it back together.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
But that's the thing. Like, the more comfortable, like, the more years you spend with someone, the easier it is to just like go with the flow of like, oh, we're bored with each other now, or oh, it's like things aren't fun anymore, or we've grown in different areas, we've grown apart from each other. Well, you don't have to. You can grow with the other person. You can be intentional enough to keep things exciting, keep things new, do things together, as opposed to just getting stuck in the routine and the mundane, which then causes rifts and fractures in the relationship. Like, I've had so many different leaders and friends in my life that said, never stop dating, never stop doing special things for the other person, because otherwise you will get stuck in that routine. And I mean, take it out of relationships, put it in life. Like, if you get stuck as just a cog in a machine at a dead end job, mm-hmm. you know, not ever doing anything new or stepping out of your comfort zone, like, you get bitter. Bitterness takes root, grows. And the next thing you know, you hate your life. Or in a relationship, next thing you know, you wake up and you're like, I really don't like you. And it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. Especially if you start off knowing that the person that you're with is someone that you 100% want to spend the rest of your life with. But every relationship is susceptible to these difficulties and does go through them.
And also, too, another thing that I had to learn was, because I'm a very direct person and Daniel is a words of affirmation person, is like understanding how do you approach conversations when you're dealing with someone whose personality is different than yours? And like, how do you tell them something directly, but in a way that is easier for them to accept and
or receive,
like, receive. Cause it's like, you know, and that was something really hard for me cause I'm super direct. And so,
so painfully direct. I'm like, hey, can we talk about this, that, and the other compliment sandwich? I'm like, you're amazing, but there's this, but I love you so much. And she's like, hey, or then in her scenario, it's like, hey, this is a problem. You're doing this. It's got to stop. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, God, my heart. There's no positive, like, there's no positive spin on that, babe. She's like, there doesn't need to be.
You,
this is a reality. And a
you
truth.
Can accept, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's something that I had to learn how to do because I do love him. And that's something that I had to, like, realize, like, there's a better way to do this. And yeah, and you can use that to any relationship you have, not just in dating, but to, like, friends, family, everybody. Understanding the best method of how you need to tell someone something and how they receive it.
But the worst thing to do and what the temptation might be or might can become is to use your words to manipulate, which there's that temptation too, especially in like every other relationship where it's like, oh, I'll say what I want to say. I'll say what you want to hear in order to get you to do what I want. But when you truly love someone, one, they see through that. Mm-hmm. And two, when you are inevitably caught, it makes it so much worse. Mm-hmm. So much worse. So don't be manipulative with your words and your conversations. But like Abby is saying, there are ways that we can talk to anyone in our life, but mostly our loved ones, those that we actually truly know enough about to then have a conversation in a way that they can understand what we're saying, receive it, and then actually accept it and make necessary changes.
Yeah.
But of course, that's all after being founded on a relationship that says, I love you, you love me, we have each other's best interests at heart. And that includes the ability to say difficult things to each other and call each other out. Like I have people in my life that try to be a yes man. Abby's not that person. Abby will never, ever be that person. Abby's the person that's like, oh, you think you're so cool, Daniel? You suck. You blew it the other day. You're blowing it in this other area. Get your act together. And I'm like, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But there's nobody else I would rather have tell me that because I can trust her. And it doesn't even have to be a spouse. I've got close friends that we have a long and deep history together mm-hmm. where when they call me out too, I know that it's not just blowing smoke, that there's actual truth behind it. And I fully believe we need people like that in our lives. God, there's too many yes men in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was y'all's first date?
Okay, so I had already turned Daniel down. We were not dating. Yeah, we were just true. Friends.
And wait, was it after you had turned me down? Or was it right before that?
I think it was before.
I think it was before too.
Yeah, it was before.
Because it gave me greater hope when I did actually ask you out the first time officially.
Yes. Which it shouldn't have. Because I was very clear. I said, this is not a date. You can't buy my movie ticket. You can't buy my food.
She was like, you want to go see a movie? And I was like, yeah, I'll go on a date
with
you.
But let me, no. I said it was not. And you can't buy any of my things. We're just friends hanging out. Because I wanted to go see this movie. And it was an action movie. And all my guy friends already watched it. And then none of my girlfriends wanted to see it. And I was like, oh, hey, Daniel's my friend now. Like, he's a guy. He'll probably like it. I don't want to go by myself. So I'll see if he wants to go with
me. So she asked me out on a date.
No, I said no. I was like, I even prefaced it in the message. Hey, this isn't a date. You can't pay for any of this stuff. It's just two friends.
And I was like,
out.
sure. Not a date. Not a date. So yeah. We go and we're sitting in the theater. And it was a cool action movie. But then it just got really weird and super graphic.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Cool, it was, did you ever watch the Riddick movies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was the very last Riddick movie.
Just I didn't watch Riddick. The last one.
Don't, yeah, it's dumb. It's like the very
some,
first
there's
one.
Some cool action.
Did you watch the first one?
First Reddit or the first like Pitch Black when it came from?
Pitch Black.
Yeah.
So it's like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be like the Chronicles of Riddick, mm-hmm. which was
there's
clean.
More action adventure.
Action
clean.
Adventure. It was clean. There's nothing bad in that movie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So the last one, I forgot what it's called.
It's just Riddick.
Yeah. It was just like the first one where it had some inappropriate things happening.
Had some and nudity. So, and I was like, this is weird.
And I didn't know him that well. Like. And I was like, oh, this is awkward.
So this is why she invited me on this date.
I was like, this is, does Abby, I was like, does Abby like movies like this? Like, I'm not trying to watch anything like
and
this.
And we didn't talk about
one
it.
One in general,
like,
but
I should have leaned over and be like, hey, if you're not cool with this, we should leave, you know, but I didn't know. I was like, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's not okay.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I was pretty uncomfortable, especially sitting beside a girl that I liked. So I was like, this is.
Awkward.
Super awkward.
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Like, this is the worst first date ever.
But that wasn't. What was our actual first date? I don't remember it.
I picked you up from your parents' house, didn't I? And gave you flowers and took you. Where did I take you? We went. I want to say to a restaurant.
I don't know, because we dated long distance for about a year
we did.
When we first
so
started
it was like
dating
off and on, like so, different locations.
So we'd already been dating. Long distance before we actually went on an official first date.
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of like date like events that weren't technically dates.
I don't know.
The answer is I don't know.
Yeah, so that one's our official.
We made it this far.
We made it this far. We're almost at six years. Can you believe that?
Yep.
6 years. You know how many kids we could have had by now?
I don't know.
Five.
Two? Maybe.
Or more. We could have had twins or triplets.
No. Do the math. We've been married for almost 6. And you're saying we could have had 6 kids by now?
Yes.
Does the work. It takes 9 months. Could,
yeah.
And then
twins
it takes a few.
Or triplets.
Oh, yeah. But it's not my family nor yours.
Hey, it starts somewhere.
You never know.
You never know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we could have had a lot. I mean,
I don't
my
think
middle
I'd
name
be
is,
bummed if I had twins.
It's well, yeah.
I get it. I mean, it's kind of cool. You'd have to wait real quick. I want 3 kids. Two? Get 2 real Dude, quick. The first
yeah,
try.
Right?
Why not?
Right? I think it'd be fine.
Oh, it'd be super fine. Cool. Super
I don't
cool.
think my body would like it, but you know.
Yeah. That's I don't think you would like it actually the first like 3 months, 6
Probably
months.
Probably not. Yeah.
Oh, my. Because you get That's double scary. Cries, right? Double diapers.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All those diapers.
But
man.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so dating is fun. Dating was fun. We still try to, it's funny, we don't go on as many official dates nowadays just because every time we travel, it's like one long adventure date or like a mini vacation with a lot of work.
So we like staycations or just like movie nights at home. That's like our idea of dating or going on a date night.
Keeping the flame alive.
Yeah.
Life's good. Life's good. It's fun. It's exciting.
But yeah, I think one of the things we had to learn about was how, because we both are like quality time people, but when we see each other every day, all day, what do you do to make it quality time? Because it's like you have a large quantity of time you spend together. How do you separate quality time? And so that was something we had to.
And I mean, the easy answer is separate work from, you know, life. But the problem is because we like work from home, essentially, it's.
And we can work anytime.
And we can work anytime. It's very weird because I'll be like, let's go out on a date. And I'm like, wait, did we finish this? Or we're like sitting across from the table. I'm like, oh no, do we have next week's like content stuff taken care of? And then it's like, next thing we know, we're talking about or arguing about
work.
And I'm like, wait, this wasn't the purpose of why we're here. So like shutting off that area of our life entirely helps us to actually enjoy the quality time and the intentional time that we make for each other. So it's good. But even in life, right? Like that's something you can even do as just a bachelor or bachelorette, where it's like, okay, I'm at work. Or I'm doing my whatever hours of work and I'm working. And then when I'm not going to think about it. I'll work as hard as I can possibly can when it's in these time frames or within this parameter of work that is set out for me. But when I'm not, I'm going to be fully present in whatever else I'm doing in life. And the problem is it can be very toxic when we don't know how to separate those two. And we're letting like the goals and the dreams or the quote unquote work that we're doing like dominate and dictate the every waking thought that we have each day. The next thing you know, you're tired and you're bitter or you're angry or fed up or just can't take it anymore. Or when like the break happens, you just hit that ceiling, and it's a very difficult place to be. So avoid it. Learn to avoid it. Learn to separate work and work life and personal life. That's my two cents.
All right. Yeah. We are about an hour in.
No way.
Yeah.
Abby, you've talked so much.
I know. You know me. Can't get me a mic anymore. Yeah. This is why I don't come on the show. I talk too much.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Is that a direct jab at
no,
me?
No, it is not a direct jab.
These words of affirmation. You can't be joking around like that.
No, you can't. She's yanking my chain, about you guys. I'm talking about me.
Well, okay. Gosh. We got to spend some time this last weekend with our nephew. He's like 9 months, I think.
He looks like Daniel, which is funny.
I love it. Because he looks like his mom, and his mom is my sister.
And they look very much alike.
Yeah, of all my siblings, this sister and I look the most similar. And so the baby looks just like her. And I'm like, everyone's like, oh, look, it's baby Dan. I'm like, shut up. His father's right there. And I think he still looks like his father, too. Like, don't make the man feel
lame. He does.
Lame.
Like, his nose. I think when his nose starts growing out, it'll be like Felipe's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just his eyes are the same as his mom's, which are the same as Daniel's.
The same as
And then also Kristen and Daniel both have like that long, like a longer face. And so, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Good face. That's why I married someone that looked like me. Because I want my kids to look like
to make sure I
it took you a second, Rocky.
You're like, what?
That's awesome.
What's funny too is you, your dad, and now little Alex have the same like shaped head. It's like flat in the, like on the back of the head, which is really funny. And so they all That's three hilarious. Have the same. And then Daniel's dad's bald. And so we would make fun of them when he would hold the baby because it's like, oh, it's a miniature grandpa.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a clone twin of my dad, but like 60 years apart.
So funny.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, right. Literally.
Yeah. No. So it's cool. It's cool. What else is on the agenda, Rocky? I mean, people have been, I'm sure, obviously entertained and amused and learned quite a deal about relationships and picking and making sure you know what movies you're watching with your girl. What was the funniest thing about that story about our date going and watching this particular movie? Like, I didn't watch R-rated movies, still kind of avoid them just because there's a lot of unnecessary crap in them most of the time.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't allowed to watch R-rated movies.
Well, at this point, I was like 19 years old, so I just chose not to watch a lot of them. I still don't. I don't watch movies much in general, okay? Just done. I'd prefer a book or reading or spending time with friends. Done. So when I did watch movies, it wasn't like R-rated movies. So it made this one even that much more awkward because I was like, okay, I'll watch an R-rated action adventure movie. That's cool. And I was like, this is more than I bargained for. I'm sitting by a woman that I have feelings for, and I'm just all kinds of weird right now.
Confused. What is happening?
What was worse is the woman wasn't even attractive on the movie. So I was like, if I'm going to waste my eyes on any type of nudity, why can't it be? Why? God, it's weird, you
know? This is for family.
So funny.
Yeah. It's life. It's life. Life's hilarious when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hilarious. Like, there are so many just funny things that happen every single day that I'm just like, man, my life could be a sitcom.
Oh, like the other day when you were trying to take that picture and then you came down from, where was it? It was like a Lachey bar that you were sitting on top of, and then you were trying to get down and you fell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really funny. We were doing a photo shoot a couple of days ago, which is really cool. We've done a lot of like shoots recently. So we're doing a photo shoot, and I'm sitting at a gym on top of like a Lachey bar, just like a crossbar that you can do pull-ups on or swing from. And I'm sitting on top of it, and I was like, I'm just going to hook my heels by my butt and forward swing underneath the bar and land on my feet, like do a front flip utilizing this bar. And I get halfway through the flip and realize that there's another bar like right behind the bar that I was on.
Oh, no.
So if I would have like completed the spin, I would have bopped the other bar. So then I'm upside down. I see the bar and I was like, screw it. And I just like opened up like starfished and just like fell straight on my face on the mat. And my wife happened to watch
all
it.
All I did was see him fall. And I was like, what happened? You weren't even like that high off the ground.
Yeah. You just got to learn to laugh at yourself. Yeah. The earlier you can learn to laugh at yourself in life, man, you become a powerful person. Very powerful person. Because then you don't let...
Nothing can faze you.
You don't let goobers like your freaking wife like just totally...
Tear
you down. You can't tear me down.
Here's the thing.
I got the power of God and anime on my side.
Since Daniel is a words of affirmation person, and he has a lot of fans that recognize him everywhere, you know, the Lord brought me into his life to keep him humble.
Yeah, people are like, did Abby marry you because you're a ninja fame? And I'm like, I wish she did. But no, she married me to be a thorn in my side and keep me humble.
Right.
Which is good. Thank you for...
You're welcome.
Thank you for that, babe.
I will always be that for you.
That's not what I want to hear, but what I think I need to hear. Gosh. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's... Funny life.
All right. I got some quick, fast questions before we wrap
this
up.
Whoa. Give it to us, Rock.
All right.
Guys, if you're just now tuning in, you've hit the 20 questions with Daniel and Abby. And you want to answer one and I'll answer one? Like, we'll just go back
and
forth?
Depends on the
question. No. We have to decide right now because then I'm going to otherwise want to answer every question. And that won't be good for you.
Well, how about one of y'all answer the question for the other person?
Yes.
See if you're right.
Dang. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yep.
What? Okay. I'm still gonna win.
All right, so it's a two part. So you know, you pick one or the other. And so for Daniel, this is for you're gonna answer for Abby.
Okay,
cuddling or sleeping?
Cuddling.
Abby, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Don't question it. She's like, I need my cuddle time.
Wait, I forgot you were answering it for me. So it's my preferences.
Yes.
Your preferences
are cuddling. Every day, I need my cuddle time, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. One more. Eating outside or cooking at home?
Eating outside. She hates cooking.
Yeah, I can't cook. Kid knows this.
Well, like, kid's not here to try to rub your name through the or drag
she
your name
knows.
Through the dirt.
I didn't
My
even
wife
know
can
how to
cook. She can
garlic.
Cook.
I didn't even know what to do with like a real garlic root. Not garlic. Sorry.
It was garlic, wasn't it?
No,
it was
ginger.
Oh, it was ginger.
Ginger. Yeah. No. Kid knows. I can't. Cook.
No. It was garlic because you cut it without peeling the outer layer of skin
it's
off.
Ginger.
Well.
Because it's a root. You had to peel. I didn't know. I thought it was just chopping it
That's
up.
That's just ignorance.
I know. And I don't know what I'm doing.
Well she still cooks well.
Two for two.
There we go. Boom. Hit me again.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix. Every
for me?
Time.
For her,
it's Netflix.
Okay. Yeah.
Calls or texts?
Texts.
For me? No. Calls.
You don't answer any of your freaking calls.
One for five.
She never.
Wait, babe, I'm supposed to be answering these too, right? Like while you're saying
you're the next five.
Oh, okay, so wait, you're saying that you prefer a phone call to text. Okay, but what if you never answer those phone calls, and yet I know that inevitably you're going to answer the text message?
I am a complicated being, I know.
Shower or bath?
For her?
Yep.
Shower.
All right. You got one out of three. I mean, 4 out of 5. You only missed one.
Yep. I technically got that one, too.
All right, Abby.
Okay, I'm ready.
Nice car, nice home interior.
Nice car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice car.
Cardio or weights?
Cardio.
Yep, also true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah. Patreon members, this one's for you.
There we go.
There you go.
And if you want to see that, you got to see that on the Patreon.
.com/kindanice.
Yep, yep. You'll see me rip my entire shirt off.
Where was I? All right. Ocean or mountains?
Mountains.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Telepathy or teleporting, if you want to pursue?
Teleporting?
Yeah.
Yeah, teleporting.
So. Yeah.
All right, last one. Does he want a cruise or a romantic retreat?
Cruise.
You only know that because I've been talking about that for months. I've never been on a cruise, and everybody's like, cruise.
That's crazy. Same way here. All right, Dan, you're back up.
Yes. Guys, I'm crushing this.
Classical art or modern art?
Classical art.
She said yes.
She said yes. Yeah. For those of you who are not listening.
Mansion or cabin?
Mansion. No, get out of here.
I like a cabin. I like the woods.
I know you'd like a cabin, but if you had to choose between one or the other.
If I had people to clean that mansion for me, sure.
Of course. This is a totally hypothetical scenario based on preference.
We'll take the mansion.
Guys, I know my freaking wife, okay?
I don't know about that, but.
She'd like the cabin for like a week and then be like, this is too small for us.
No. Right.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
No, summer. No, it's too cold. I don't like cold
but
weather.
Yeah, it's been too hot. You've been complaining so much. Okay. I knew that was a toss-up. Yeah. I knew that it would just be totally how you feel
You don't
right now.
Know me.
Get out of here.
Card games or board games?
Card games.
The answer is neither.
Okay, I was like, I know you don't like either, but
no, I would take board games than a card game. Yeah.
That was one, two...
I'm just going to change all my answers this time now.
You should.
Makeup or no makeup?
Huh? Okay. Cosmetic makeup.
Yeah, cosmetic makeup.
I was like, she would always want to make up. Okay. What she would prefer? Makeup. Yeah. Okay.
I like looking pretty.
Yeah, that's true. Not that you wear much to begin with. Yeah, she's a natural beauty, I tell you.
All right, Abby. Would Daniel rather a long drive or a long walk?
Long walk.
That's, yes.
Camping or binge watching shows at home?
Shows at home.
Yeah.
Swimming or sunbathing?
Sunbathing.
Yeah, that's true. You're giving all the easy ones.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Coffee.
You just got into liking coffee.
I like it more than tea.
Prior to this, you just drank tea.
Prior to this, I never drank tea. What are you talking about? I never drink tea.
Throat coat.
That was only out of necessity when I would have to prepare for like singing.
Oh, to enjoy?
She's wrong. I've always preferred coffee over tea my entire life.
I will accept it.
Dogs or babies?
Babies.
Yeah.
All right.
Always.
You're giving one.
Man,
All right. You got this, Daniel.
I feel like you're setting me up. Setting me up for failure, Rocky.
Don't get mad at me. Get mad at Google.
God, I'm going to get mad at my wife because she's answering these incorrectly.
I just got one wrong.
You're answering them wrong.
Yeah, you're answering your
questions. Yes,
your questions are being answered wrongly.
You don't know me.
All right. Comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Depends on the horror.
I know. But You like more comedy than I know. She likes both. She likes both.
I don't like creepy demonic stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
limits your
horror
movie.
But I like suspense, so it does limit me. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Suspense is a different category.
I win
that question.
I'll give it to you.
And therefore, the game.
Music or podcast?
Music.
Okay. Straight hair or curly hair?
Curly hair.
New clothes or new phone?
New phone.
Gold or silver?
Gold.
Mm-mm. What? I never wear gold. When have you seen me wear gold ever?
I'm saying like the rose gold things that you purchase.
I don't have any rose gold things either.
What silver do you wear?
Everything.
The wedding ring.
All of it. All of it's silver. I've never worn gold.
It's invaluable.
Hair or shaved, Abby?
Oh, for Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Shaved.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just were talking about that with Matt Carmona. He will trim his leg hair to where from a distance it looks like he has no leg hair.
It's because my wife has
and
bad
I think
eyesight.
It's very unattractive. I don't like it when guys shave their legs.
I don't speak that over you.
It's not shaved.
It
looks too feminine.
It's trimmed. Okay, guys, don't put that on me, babe. Don't make me sound like I'm from California.
But I'm just saying
it's
that
trimmed.
That goes to show that he'd rather have all this shaped, your face, even your leg hair. You're not a swimmer.
Not everybody's gonna
you don't
walk.
Need to.
I'm not a swimmer, which is why I don't shave my legs. I simply trim it because I have longer leg hair. Next question, please.
Long hair or short hair?
Long hair.
Yeah.
Okay. TV shows or movies?
TV shows.
Yes.
Living room or bedroom?
Living room.
Yes. Give her one more.
Good heart or good body?
Good body.
Dang it. You're asking her the easiest questions ever. God, my vanity.
I'm winning.
All right, Daniel. Dyed hair or natural hair?
Dyed hair.
Mm-mm.
Get out of here. You were just talking about how you wanted
hair.
To.
Yeah, I just want to give it a go.
You want to give it a go?
I prefer my natural hair.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I knew you.
Okay, black hair or brown hair?
Brown hair.
Yeah.
You have to say yes. Otherwise, Rocky has no idea. The listeners have no idea what your response is.
Yeah, sorry.
Sweater or hoodie?
Hoodie.
Yep.
Okay. Serious or funny?
Funny.
Yes.
Hot or pretty? Oh, we'll take that one back. I don't like that one. That wasn't me. That was a...
Which do I prefer?
No.
Online. I was going to say, can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, I was like, what are we describing?
Can I use a lifeline?
Online shopping or store shopping?
Online shopping.
This trip.
All right, you did it.
She hates the stores.
I do.
You redeemed yourself.
Yes,
you did.
I'm winning again.
For now.
All right, Abby. This is
it.
Last one.
Last one.
Last one for her. Last one, period.
Last one for her. Well, last five, I guess, her set.
I can beat you.
Nah, it's too late.
Candy or popcorn?
Candy.
Yes.
Skylight or mirrored wall? I don't know what that is. We'll skip that one.
No, that's an easy question.
Yeah.
Skylight or mirrored wall? Mirrored wall.
Yeah. I like mirrors.
Hugs or kisses?
Kisses.
No, hugs.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I love kisses,
are you
but you're the only one that I kiss. No.
Oh,
in general,
I hug
like all my loved ones, and I love embracing a loved one.
Okay,
and that includes way more than just my beautiful wife.
Okay, that's fair.
That point. Let the record show.
Wow. Yeah, but I thought it was from each other.
Nope, it's in general.
Fine.
Would it rather be a boat or a roller coaster?
Roller coaster.
Wait, would I rather be one or
be on a boat?
Okay, I was like, because I think I'd rather be a boat than a roller coaster.
Why would you want to be a boat?
Calmer and you get to go more places. Roller coaster, you're stuck there for the rest of your existence. Come on, guys.
Can
I get a witness?
You see things as a boat?
Oh, yeah. You see way more as a boat. You go all across the ocean as
you're
a boat.
An inanimate object.
Well, either way, if I'm that inanimate object, I would prefer to be a boat than a roller coaster. But I would prefer to be on a roller coaster than a boat.
Okay.
It's not that hard to understand.
All right, last one. Would you rather eat at a restaurant or eat at home?
Home.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit. I would rather eat the exact same foods that I love to eat at home, save the money, and instead of wasting it at a restaurant or investing it at a restaurant.
On stuff that you're just going to digest.
Yeah, if you're going to spend money, spend money on something that you actually have for more than like 15, 20 minutes, however long it takes you to eat it. I don't understand why people spend so much money eating out so often. Doesn't make
they
sense.
Like it. So they guess. Like. Well, everybody has something they like.
Well, find a cheaper thing you like, I guess. Pick up a book.
You heard that here first.
Is that it? Do I have any more questions?
That's it. That's all.
That's
all.
Tally the scores and tell everybody how much I beat my wife by.
I think you lost to her.
No, that's not true. That can't be right.
You lost.
That can't be right.
The people know.
No.
I missed 2, 3, and you missed about 7.
I know.
Which
you.
7?
I don't know. 7. I'm actually just making that up.
Yeah, I was like, there couldn't possibly have been 7. Maybe 4. I missed total.
Yeah.
Gosh, dog, that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a high ready for next week.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Next time. Next episode.
Next episode.
Very well could be next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
It'll be the next time you guys hear it.
That's true. We'll see if we can get Grant back if he comes back from Mexico, which is unlikely. Well, otherwise, we'll see if we can sub another huge man and bring Matt Carmona on because mm-hmm. he's, like I said, a huge man, comparable in size to Grant. And humor.
Oh, speaking of this little game we just had, I saw I was on vacation this past weekend.
Where'd you go?
Where were you?
I went. I was in Texas.
But where'd you go?
I went to Waco.
Yes. Hey. Did you go to BSR?
No, I've been there before though.
I love it.
Yeah, that is a nice cool. We have one here now. Yes.
Did you go to
where?
Conroe, right?
Did you go
for real?
Mm-hmm. Wait, in Waco, did you go to
Magnolia?
Yes,
yeah. You did? Bro, I haven't
even
been there.
So you went with your girl, right?
Yeah, well, my mom, my sister, and my girlfriend. Yeah.
All the girls.
Wow. My sister ran a triathlon, so.
Oh. Yay. She did that out there last weekend?
On Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
That gives you more of a purpose,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so we made a little vacation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Went there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's so cool.
That's rad.
Here's my thing about Magnolia. I was very confused as to why everybody was excited about it, because I thought, you know,
again, my
that
wife
they
intentionally
were there.
Goes against the grain in a lot of
areas.
Well,
I thought Chip and Joanna
yeah. mm-hmm.
were there. I thought they were there, but they were not there. It's just like,
well,
I
they
guess
live so. There. They live.
So they are technically
yeah,
there,
yeah.
But they're not typically there, right?
They're not. So I've seen their mom there before.
Okay.
Joanne's mom.
Hey.
Yeah. So they're kind
she
of
famous,
kind
dude.
Of there?
Yeah. She gave my mom water.
Wow.
That's so
and
cool.
She gave my sister's dog water too, and on another separate occasion. So.
Oh, the humility, sweet. Bro.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. Amazing.
And then my sister went to college in Baylor, which is in Waco.
Yeah.
She babysitted a kid who was in their son's baseball league, and they would go pretty often to the games. This is before they kind of got really big to where they're at now.
Yeah.
So
the ties that bind.
They
That's
were
wild.
Good people at that time, apparently.
Oh, they're not good anymore.
Well, I don't know. you get that much money and fame. It's true. Like,
well, it's funny. I've been studying a lot. I got a really cool mentor of mine that I read a ton of content that he wrote about money, which I fully believe. And he was talking about how, you know, money doesn't. Total side note, by the way, but really beneficial, I think, to those who care, is that I fully believe that money doesn't change a person. It really just reveals. The type of person that you are, because mm-hmm. some of the greediest people I've ever met have the least amount of money, and some of the most generous people that I've met often have a lot of money because they've learned to one be generous, but two, I mean, they've made wise investments and they're just happy people. And mm-hmm. what's funny is they were the exact same way with very little, like mm-hmm. they were always that way. And It's funny, like I'm looking at, you know, even just our life, and I'm like, man, I will always prioritize being a good steward of my money. And me prioritizing being a good steward includes generosity, includes, you know, not just meeting my own immediate needs, but meeting the needs of loved ones however I can, like being there for family and friends. And so there was a whole bunch of content that I was reading and I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, yeah. Cause I don't believe that money is either good or evil. I believe it's a tool and like any tool gun in the hands of someone with good intent can be used to protect, can be used as a defense, can be used to help bring good into the world or protect good. But then in the hands of someone evil or someone greedy, can be used for destruction and all of that. And so I believe money, like everything else, is a tool. And if you learn to use that tool well, it will bring about benefit and blessings. But if you use it stupidly or you mishandle it, you're not going to get any sort of good fruit from it. So that's my 2 cents on money.
Oh, so I was in Waco. I forgot about
Waco.
That.
Waco.
Yes.
I was in the hotel room about to go to bed, and I was watching a TV show with Kevin Hart called Celebrity Game. Something about
I heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Matt and Akbar were on there.
Oh, sweet.
It was a battle of the hosts.
Yeah.
They went against Jimmy Kimmel and Guillermo, his little sidekick.
They couldn't beat Jimmy, could they?
They actually won.
No way. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel?
They beat Jimmy Kimmel and Guillermo, yeah.
Love it. That's awesome.
And then Kevin Hart said he's ready to be on Ninja.
Really? Yes.
What do you think? He can get it?
How tall is he?
I think
he's shorter than me, but he's fit, apparently. Like, he's...
I feel like it's
always
there's
a very big difference between being fit and being capable as a ninja athlete.
Hey, if he can hold his body weight, he can do it. They just got to move the trampolines a little closer.
Oh my gosh. Or he'll just have to bounce harder on the trampolines. God, cut the man some slack.
I hope
Kevin, if you're
back
listening to this, I'm sorry. My wife
I
is
love you.
Savage.
He's a comedian. He can take it.
That's also true.
Yeah, he
that's
probably has true. Made fun about his heights all the time.
Yeah,
have you seen that picture of him?
Actually, Matt said you do better on Junior, Ninja Warrior Junior.
Oh.
That was you, Matt's Kevin? Joke.
No, you.
He told it to Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, Abby, why would Matt
I thought you
throw
were meaning
me
Matt
under the
Carmona
bus?
Talking about Daniel.
No, I'm talking about Matt.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Oh, my God.
That makes more sense. Yeah. See?
You see? Abby just looks for any reason to just tear me down, rip me a new one.
Hey, you're so handsome, and I love you. Here's the thing. The people love you. They adore you. They compliment you all the time. If I did it, too, there'd be nobody out here to keep you humble.
But what if I just remain humble? What if we tried an experiment?
No, I've known you for almost 10 years now. I know better.
That's true. We're almost this November 2nd will have been 10 years of me knowing Abigail. And then this December 17th will be 6 years of being married to Abigail. And anyone doing the math can figure out how many years went between meeting and dating and all that before tying the knot.
Did we give them a date from when we dated, though? I don't think I even remember that.
I mean, all you need is when we met and when we got married. But we dated about 2 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. Took about 2 years before we started dating. And then.
Yep. And then threw a wedding together last minute and
I wouldn't say last minute. We just threw it together very, very quickly. Okay. Because. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was either Christmas break or wait another year.
Because I was in school at the time.
She was in school. I was like in ninja competition mode full time. So neither of us had any breaks. And I was like, you want me to wait let's get married in 2 months. Easy. Done.
Easy.
Final answer. Locked and loaded.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Kid was actually at our wedding.
Kid and Grant were actually at our wedding.
Yeah, and we barely knew Kid at the time.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't. I was like, who's Uh-oh. This kid?
Uh-oh. Where was my invitation at, guys?
Why didn't you invite Rocky? I didn't. In my defense, I didn't know you.
Are you telling me you weren't there, Rocky?
I was not
no,
there.
No, you were there, weren't you?
No, actually, Kid called me when he was there, and he FaceTimed me, and you saw me, you're like...
Oh, no!
It was awesome. But you're good. No, you're
if
good.
I had known you... You'd have been invited.
Then, you know, that's what happened, actually.
I'll be at the 10-year anniversary
that's
wedding.
True. Yes. Yep. Yeah, that's true. Because we had, like, both of us had lists of, like, over 200 people. So I still, to this day, have people at, like church or somewhere, and they're like, thanks for the wedding invite.
Thanks for the invite. Yeah, we had to cut our list.
And I'm like, what? You weren't there? Literally, Abby was the only thing on my mind. Mm-hmm. So sue me. I didn't see like half the, well, I saw, and I'm sure I greeted most everybody that was there. I mean, you got to go to be a good wedding host or groom, but I couldn't tell you, you know.
How dare you not invite Rocky?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you?
We must've been going through like a rough patch or something. Or maybe that was when you hadn't been working at Iron Sports. Yeah.
No excuse. How dare
you? We went several years without talking, not on bad terms by any means, it was like, oh, Rocky's doing something new.
And then you didn't invite him to the wedding, and then it was on bad terms.
But now it's back on good terms.
always.
Aw, that's so bad.
Yeah, cool. Redemption
is on a positive note.
Yes. positive note.
Anything new?
Positive.
I
hope everybody's having a great summer. Yeah. We're having a great summer.
Yeah. It's hot. We talked about that already though.
But hot.
Positive. We are still doing podcast episodes.
Podcast.
Yep. We are back, baby.
Kind of nice.
Yep. Kids in France.
Kids
playing
in France.
Volleyball. Lots of volleyball.
That's
lots of family
positive.
Time. He's getting really good at volleyball, isn't he? He has tournaments.
I went to France the last time I talked to him.
That's the same.
Well, yeah. And then Grant is surfing a lot.
That's good. That's positive.
He's about
to
do a ninja clinic in
somewhere.
Motive.
Tennessee. South Carolina.
North Carolina?
I don't know.
Where is that? North Carolina? South Carolina. South Carolina. So
Grant has a new book. Again,
he's got that book.
Yeah, we got books coming out next year.
Yeah, next year.
It's going to be good. They're going to be real good.
Actually, matter of fact, if you, to get them a free book.
Oh.
I'll donate it. How could we get them a free book? How can they get a hold of you? I don't have social media.
Oh, yeah.
I
have it. What are we going to do? Are we going to do a raffle or like what are we going to do?
Probably. Maybe go follow the Kinda Nice Instagram page.
Follow the Kinda
on
Nice
social media.
If
you already do, I think we can have Kid from remotely make a post about the book. And if you tag like your friend or two friends, maybe like, follow, share, whatever it is that will be in the caption of what needs to be done. You fulfill those requirements and we will randomly select, I don't know, couple. I'll throw a book in there. I'll sponsor a book. And
okay.
You will get two kids books.
Well, no. Two people will get one kids book.
An autograph, right?
Another reason, autograph
for sure. Personalized too.
Yeah,
we'll personalize. And I'm speaking on behalf of Grant right now.
Daniel will make sure
that Grant personalizes these books. And yeah. Yeah.
So how do they get it? We'll mail it to them.
We'll private DM the winners. Grant's done this a lot.
Grant knows how to do it.
We don't send it to your actual address. If you don't want anyone knowing your address,
we can send
it to an address of like your local hair salon.
No,
you
got to
tag
kind of
nice in it too.
You got to tag kind of nice.
So
you
know
nice.
The difference between people Grant's already following. Follow Grant.
It's true.
Yeah. So Grant does this. So what he does is he'll post a picture. You got to tag some people. You got to like and follow Grant and Kinda Nice.
There we go.
And then he'll do like the little like raffle deal.
Yeah.
And then the names will be selected.
Yep.
And then we will DM the person.
DM them.
And then
slide
get their address
the
and
DMs.
Send it. Not sliding in anybody's DMs.
We'll slide the book into the DMs.
I might slide in the DMs. I'm kidding.
Guys, this has been Kinda Nice. And do we have any comments? Any what is the word? Shout outs.
I don't believe so.
No shout outs of the week. Guys, what are we doing?
Where are the comments? We'd love to hear from
Daniel and Abby, you're here. We're back. We want to
hear from you.
And we can't do that if you've not spoken to us.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
No, we do have.
We have one.
From June 28th. All right. Faithy Poo.
Yes.
Love the podcast, guys. It's so awesome to hear all of the stories from your time at Ninja and the random conversation that stemmed from them. Thanks for the entertainment at work and keep it up.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
Faithy Poo 4.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Yes.
And if you want to be a shout out of the week, all you got to do is go to the Kinda Nice podcast on Apple Podcasts and rate and review us.
Woohoo.
On the way we can shout you out, you review us and leave that comment Faithy Poo number 4 did.
Thank you. Thank you, Faithy Poo number 4.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Talking to you.
All right. Well, this has been the Kinda Nice podcast, and we will see you guys next time
for episode 50.
Woo! Yep.
I'm kinda nice with the gear. Shout out my area code. I'm feeling nice with the drill. Now I'm about to bury the flow.